And finally, on this week's programme, it might not be so surprising in Sydney or Waikiki to spot people walking down the street arm in arm with a surfboard, but in Munich, the Bavarian capital, it's not at all what you're expecting to see among the church spires and beer gardens. The surf scene started swelling in the 1970s with a hardcore bunch of wetsuit-wearing adventurers, passionate surfers, looking to claim an urban river spot to practice their craft. Surfing on the Eisbach was outlawed, however, in 2010. But since coming out of the closet, the surf scene has gone from strength to strength, to the point that surfers now feel they are outgrowing their traditional stamping ground and are looking for new spots, new initiatives and more rights. Monocle's contributor Tamara Tyson reports from the world's most unlikely surf town, Munich.
A 20-minute tram ride from Munich's famous Rathaus or town hall is the Englischer Garten, one of the largest urban parks in the world. Wandering around this urban oasis, I expect to see many bushes and beer gardens, but not to come across a thriving surf scene. Yet just opposite the Haus der Kunst Art Museum at the heart of the park, wetsuit-wearing adventurers are ducking all over the place. Their mecca is the Eisbach Welle, the icebrook wave surging up from below ground and churning its way for 2 kilometres through the trees. At the Eisbach Bridge, it forms a so-called standing wave, about a metre high and 12 metres wide, which gives surfers a head rush for the whole of the stream's course. Now, we're some 700 kilometres from the closest surf beach on Italy's Ligurian coast. But Munich surfers don't let that deter them. They fought a long battle to be able to exercise their passion freely without the fear of fines. The Keep Surfing film, made as part of the campaign in 2010, screened at the local kino and showed foreigners' fascination with Munich as river surfing capital of the world.
A new sport in our country we don't have like this. So we enjoy seeing this sport, especially.
We're used to California, seeing it, of course, in the ocean. But this is fabulous. This is very interesting. And we were wondering who started it here first. Who said, oh my gosh, this is a perfect place to surf.
Now, you might think a relatively small man-made stream doesn't offer many surfing challenges. But the wave is tricky. Surfers have to jump straight into it from a riverbank launching pad. And the icy, shallow waters are only suitable for pros, or the very brave. The A-team of Eisbach surfers are constantly honing their skills on what many consider the most consistent and best river wave in the world.
Jump with the board into the air, do a 180-degree turn, and then another, and land in the opposite direction.
Just a little bit, but it's worth it. It's a lot of fun.
Right now, it's the 360 backside. I jump, turn, and land backwards on the wave. I'm always trying to get better, but that's the trick.
Even master river surfers such as one-time European champion Tao Schirmacher admits the Eisbach is not for novices.
You really need to have experience. The water is very fast and the wave is a barrel wave, so you really need to take care that you don't fall into the river when taking off.
Standing on the bridge above, observers watch the waves and surfers thundering by and are clearly thrilled by this new take on Bavarian clichés of beer gardens and lederhosen-wearing barmen. The surf lobby is riding the wave of confidence of surfing recognition and now want more surfing spots to support the rising popularity of the sport. For veteran surfer Wolfric Fischer, spokesman of Munich's River Surfing Association, the Eisbach has become a bit tame for both locals and expats.
Grunde genommen müsste man...
We're thinking about how we might add a new obstacle in the river to create more waves and increase the level of difficulty and the excitement.
City Council is backing calls for new surfing locations. Verena Dietl, the town hall spokesperson on sport politics, hopes approval will come soon.
Looking at new surfing spots on the Isar River, there are still a lot of details to sort out, and we need to test the proposed sites for more standing waves on the Isar. People can surf in the city, and we need more places where women can surf.
Hüttl says the ice pack is part of the Munich lifestyle, a victim of its own success. Often there are long queues, plus the wave is a no-go for learners. Moves are underfoot to democratise Munich's surf scene, so if you visit, expect to see more and more Münchners, as they're known, transporting surfboards by bike or BMW through the city streets. For Monocle in Munich, I'm Tamara Tyson.
Well, that brings us to the end of this week's programme. New episodes are out every Thursday. And of course, our brand new edition of Tall Stories is out every Monday, where we'll take you on a five-minute urban journey somewhere in the world. You can find all the links on iTunes, Monocle.com, SoundCloud, and don't forget to subscribe to ensure that each new show gets dropped into your inbox each week. Next Thursday, it's an Olympic special. We're going to bring you a 30-minute documentary looking at how Rio de Janeiro is gearing up to the Summer Games. Make sure you join us then. And don't forget to listen to all our other shows too. The full lineup is available at monocle.com. Today's show was produced by Carlotta Ribello and also edited by Wei Dong Lin. And to play out of this week's episode of The Urbanist, here's the 1966 hit single by